The entire basis of the teaching of Sri Krishna is that when there is a dilemma in regard to action, when there is a dilemma with regard to the question of will, will to action, then that dilemma or that question cannot be answered without a very sound basis in knowledge. The questions of will can be resolved only on the basis of knowledge. And if the question is as wide as the whole human life, if there is a question of an action or a will which is to be applied to a problem which is all-embracing, then the answer also has to be based upon our knowledge which is all-embracing. An all-embracing question of action can be answered only on the basis of the all-embracing knowledge. Will can properly be guided only by the knowledge. As long as there is confusion in knowledge, there will be confusion in will, and therefore confusion in action, and therefore failure in action. It is towards the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna uses two important words, Krishna Vid and Krishna Krit. These are two very important words of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna Vid. Krishna means whole, total. Vid means knowledge. One who knows the totality, Krishna Vid. And Krishna Krit. Krit is actor, one who acts. Krishna Vid is total. One who does totality of action on the basis of the totality of knowledge. And Sri Krishna says that you cannot resolve such a problem as Arjuna had raised unless he decides to embrace action totally on the condition that he also attains to the totality of knowledge. And when these two are combined together, there is also a third inspiring force, and that is of total surrender, total giving. So, total surrender, total action, and total knowledge. When these three are fully combined and synthesized, then only the question that Arjuna had asked can be answered. This is the basic thesis of the whole Bhagavad Gita. But what is total knowledge, what is total action, what is total surrender, these are not easy to expound. And that too, to expound in a climate where current ideas were in conflict with each other. And there were various kinds of emphases. Some emphasizing karma kanda, some jnana kanda, some renunciation, some dharma, some action. This was the climate of that time. So when certain ideas are current and when you want to put forth a totality of everything, then how will you start? So Sri Krishna starts with some of the basic ideas. You might say partial truths are first stated, then further developed. In the statement of partial truth, certain hints are given. Later on, hints are worked out more fully. Then there is a return again to the totality. And then a further development, further exposition takes place. Now, this is the style of the whole of the Bhagavad Gita. That is why Bhagavad Gita has to be studied as a whole, as a full dialogue. And if you rest only upon one statement and not take into account the other statement, then we shall only get the partial truth. And this is the reason of why there have been so many conflicting interpretations of the Bhagavad Gita. If you really want to have the totality, then you have to be very patient and go through the whole thing step by step. At the same time, every time to take stock of what you understood and move forward.